This week on the Interesting Car Show, we talk about
some things we've spoken about before. BMW, imagine that.
Corvairs.
And David says many things about some cars that he is maybe buying. Maybe not.
And the lore behind Herbie Fully Loaded, or Herbie in general. What it's a kind sick, of twisted world it is.
Stick around.
Jag åkte ner till Stockholm och då fick jag se glänsande Porschar och BMW. Men jag har en kärra som är bättre än dålig, en Volvo 142.
So,
I hardly have anything.
I don't really either. This is going to be a bit of a different episode. It's been literally a month and a half.
Like 10 minutes ago, I looked up car news and I was like, Let's see what's on the podium today. One thing I did see, BMW M8, because of COVID stuff, they're pulling the coupe and the convertible. They still sell the M8 Grand Coupe, which is an M5, but whatever. So the only M8 that we get is actually an M5.
Well, technically, if you want to be technical, it's an M7, which they don't make.
What?
Yeah, just pause and think about that. So the three, what? Every single fucking week, it's some shit BMW is doing. And we have to go by the way.
Oh wait, Why did I say M5? It's a bigger. It's the bigger class, right?
Yeah, well, because what BMW do is they go, here's the 7 Series. We also want a premium coupe of the 7 Series.
Yes.
So we're gonna make it. We're gonna call it the 8. Yeah, and then we're going to take
six
that.
6 is the coupe to the
5, technically.
Is there a Grand Coupe 6?
There's a Gran Turismo 6. Actually, there is a Grand Coupe 6.
Okay.
A friend of ours' mom had one.
Probably complained about this, like,
no,
Grand
I just,
Coupe. I don't know. I don't know your opinion on it, but I hate it. Because I'm like, why not just make a Grand Coupe 5 and a Grand Coupe 7? And fuck, like, making the Grand Coupe. The 4-door one should be the 5.
Audi does it, but they don't call it a Grand Coupe. They just call it a different number. They're like, here's a fastback.
Okay.
It comes in a coupe and 4 doors. If you want it, it's a fastback.
Okay.
But
that's
fine. They don't call it a Grand Coupe.
It's weird that they're like, okay, this whole new number, which previously it was all just one number.
I mean, previously it was 357, but now we have 1 through 8.
Yeah.
And X1 through X7.
And they were like, okay, so we're adding all these new numbers for cars that used to be the other numbers.
Yes.
But you would see that it's a coupe and you know.
Yes.
But now we got all these new numbers, but now we're also making the 4 doors what was supposed to be the coupe. I'm just like, I don't in my mind a coupe is not a 4-door.
The annoying thing is some
assuming,
of them,
right?
Well,
I mean,
no,
it's
I
a
know.
It's a there's a fastback sedan or like fastback 4-door. Yeah. I don't think there's like a coupe sedan.
This is it's 2020. It's 2020 like jargon. I don't know.
You know, maybe we're not being like inclusive enough. If that car identifies as a coupe, I suppose it's okay for
we're
it
like
to be
we ended up like
six.
We're in our 20s. We're like boomers on this. Like I like back in the day.
I hate
BMW now. Only made sedans and coupes. And that's
well, okay.
It.
Well, it's. I mean, we've talked about this. BMW naming has always been fucked.
My
there was like
the
never
numbers.
A time when it was like good.
No,
know?
And the numbers because they're dramatic. They go 5 series. Okay, we're gonna call it the E39. What are we gonna call the one after that? E60. Okay, and the one after that F30. No, F60. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But it's all over the place. But okay, on BMW stuff. While we're here, a lot of stuff has happened since we last did this. This episode's gonna go up next, and then like the 4 we recorded while we were trying to move house will
just
be put up randomly.
Getting in the mood right now.
Yeah. So like, hey, if you were been waiting for a new episode, hey, welcome back or whatever the fuck. But have you seen the new 4 and 3 series M's?
No.
Okay, I showed you the soft top four series.
Yes,
just Google on your phone.
Okay.
Or if you want to, I could pull it up on my phone.
You need a M4 2021?
Just put new BMW M4, something like that. I think recently just announced the final design for
it. Oh, this is a very intense green.
Yes.
I dig it though, hello.
What do you think?
The front has always, like, I mean, we know our opinion on that, you know, like.
the schnoz.
It's weird, man. The
big sniff grow.
The rest of it looks fine to me. You know, looks like an M4.
And the new 3 series doesn't have that grill, but what they did was for the M1, it has that face. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so the...
So the normal 3 series just has the normal, like, your smiley grill, like, mustache thing, kidney grill, whatever the fuck they've done for years.
Yeah.
And it's bigger, but it's horizontal. And then on the M3, they just stuck the 4 front end on it. I mean, they're the same car.
That's interesting.
Eh.
I mean, I don't know why they would do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was looking at it next to... There was someone who made a big comparison, and a friend of mine sent it to me, between, like, the new M4 and the outgoing one. And, like... Looks-wise, I was kind of like, okay, it's got a big nose, whatever, get over it. But it doesn't look terrible. Like, it's kind of cool. But then it's like, if you look at the whole side of the car, like, compared to the outgoing one, they kind of took all the creases out of it. And I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know how it's going to age. I don't know if... It's a little flat. I think it looks cool. Huh. Like, it's very striking. But it was also in that green.
Yeah.
Like, if you get a white one, I don't know if it's going to be, wow.
A little bland.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see whenever they're out on the road.
I think white is... It really, like, accentuates features on a car.
Yeah.
It accentuates especially, like, lines and stuff, because it stands out a lot in white.
Especially that pearl color that, like, Cadillac does on all their cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just... It's interesting that they put the front and they put it on...
The normal one. Yeah.
I don't know. Do people... Like the front? Are we, like, in contention for saying the front's kind of ugly?
I don't know. I think I've heard a lot, and I don't know if I've mentioned this in the past, but I've heard a lot of it is because the Chinese market is growing so much.
I've heard
every
that too,
brand's
yeah.
trying to go, like, this is us. So they just make the grill enormous so that it stands out.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, I don't know if you've seen, like, the new Avalon. The front is just grill.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know people made fun of Lexus, like, 10 years ago. Whenever they did the little vacuum thing, the hourglass.
I think it's the Avalon that I'm thinking of. Maybe it's another, but it's like, it starts normal. Like, if you're looking from the top down, the grill, it's like, okay, kind of large, but like, okay. And then it like juts out and takes the whole fucking front. I'm like, this was fine up here. We could have just continued this down, but then it's just like.
Literally like something I would make an automation.
It's
you just go, there's
crazy.
The grill thing, and you just put it on.
I feel like that was a last minute, like, hey, we need a big grill. Like, ASAP. Is it the Chinese market? If so, I guess they really care for the large grill.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what's driving that. Because in reality, like, people buying a car only care so much. I mean, if they go... Uh-huh. Like, my mom will cross shop. Like, at some point, she was looking at a Cadillac CTS and a Volkswagen Tiguan.
Okay.
And then, but the thing is, like, she looked at the CT5, which is, like, Cadillac's kind of baby midsize crossover, and she just got in and she was like, I don't like it, it's ugly, it's boring. So, like, I know, like, and she doesn't really care. Like, she just goes, like, yes, I like, she really likes the way her car looks, and she's really liked, like, she's had interesting cars.
Yeah.
Like, she had the, you know, she was like the Fiat. I think they're good. I mean, they're kind of weird, but I owned one. They're good-looking little cars at the end of the day. So, like, she's kind of, like, not that into it, but most of the cars she's owned have been, like, had some kind of, like, design. Now, maybe that's just her, because, you see people all around with, like, a beige Camry. But then they have that TRD Camry with the, like, big-ass wing on the back.
Yeah.
And I've seen one. So I don't know if people are really going, like, oh, yeah, and going to buy it. So I don't know where the general consumer...
I don't know how people feel about looks. I mean, I don't know. I don't know even where I sit.
Well, Nissan exists.
Yeah.
So clearly...
like super concerned about
also,
it.
Also, speaking of... I know we've had kind of... Maybe not necessarily a vendetta, but I have. Just like against Nissan in general. They're redoing their lineup. The new Z car came out.
Yeah.
And it looks... I think it's cool. It's different. It's... Mm-hmm. They got it. It's not fat anymore and all that stuff. We'll see how it looks in the final thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just renders or whatever technically right now. But anyway... Oh, they're redoing their lineup. Good for them. Whatever. But it's just like, I don't know. Like, a friend of mine's girlfriend has a brand new Maxima, and within a week, like, the cover, the black trim cover that goes between, like, the windshield and the driver's door on the A-pillar just flew off at speed. I was like, what are they doing? And then, speaking of that, I was on TikTok, and I just was scrolling through, and I liked a couple car videos, so I started to see them, like, on my front page, and I just got one that was, like, I hate Nissan. And they just were, like, Oh, it was some bullshit about whenever they, like, they've had so many issues with their CVTs. Like, every other company, I'm not saying every other one who has CVTs, but, like, Subaru doesn't seem to have problems with theirs.
Okay.
But, like, Nissans break all the time, and they used to break all the time, like, 10, 15 years ago, and this person was just like, yeah, they said I wouldn't be covered for it, and they went back and forth with Nissan USA. And he was just like, okay, since you haven't helped me, I'm just going to post every day for the next 120 days a negative type of review for the company for whatever.
He was off by like 5,000 miles in their like interval in which they are willing to change it.
Yeah, and they're like, no.
Oh, come on.
Okay, compare that to like, this is just things I've heard. This is a friend of my mom. She bought like a Kia. It was either the Optima. She has two. She bought like the Optima, which was like the Sonata. It was like a newer one, or like the bigger SUV. I don't remember which one it was, but it was a fairly like decently nice car. And she had it, and their warranty goes up to like 100K.
Mm-hmm.
And she drove it to like 120 within 3 years.
Wow!
And then the engine blew
That's
up.
A lot of drag.
And she was like, "I'm not paying for this." And they were just like, okay.
Really?
Yeah, they just were like, here's a new engine that with another warranty.
Good customer service.
She was like, I like the car. I'm not going to pay for like $3,000-$4,000 for an engine for a 3-year-old car.
Yeah.
And that kind of shit. I was like,
well, 3-year-old. That's not at all old at all to me, but
no,
fair enough.
I was going to say, I was thinking the other way, my car's 7 years old.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, it's a fairly new car. But then the whole thing. Volkswagen subframes, it doesn't matter, but anyway. How's the Miata, David? What are you doing? What are you thinking with the Miata?
Okay. Well, it leaks. It leaks like a sieve. Not like a sieve. I've had... The Jaguar leaked like a
sieve.
Okay,
yeah, true.
It couldn't hold anything you put in it.
No.
You
know? Coolant, oil.
Water from the outside. Could not keep it from going inside. Just everything passed through it.
Yeah, so it was like,
no matter where it just, where the liquid came, it just ended up on the floor.
Yes, and then the electrics just, you know, even the Chevy ones, just it managed to go.
Yeah, the only thing that even sort of worked was the Chevy engine. But anyway, the Miata fixed the mirror on it. Cool. JB Weld, awesome. Thank you for helping. Yeah. We know you're a JB Weld aficionado.
I did it once before.
So, but anyway, I hope to get it running and then sell it.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
What are you going to replace it with? David has told me some of this information. But
yeah, let's
lay it out for the people.
I'm shopping right now Pontiac GTO.
Nice.
In manual. Everything that I say, assume I'm trying to find it in a manual, even if it may be really hard to find a manual.
Yeah.
I really want another manual car. Anyway, Pontiac GTO, BMW... holy shit.
E90,
yeah. I was like, what number
it's
is it?
Mid-2003
series. Yeah, BMW E90, specifically the 328, that is the 3-liter M52 engine.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, real sexy name.
Yeah. And before it's like, before people are like, hey, you get the 335, you get the turbos, blah, 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 I want a reliable car. So I hear that N52 is really good.
I think it's pretty good. It's like
I've heard it's one of the better engines that they've made, and I hear it's a lot better than the in terms of reliability of the twin turbo thing that came after. So that, although I gotta say it's called 328, it's a 3-liter displacement. They couldn't call it 330.
Marketing, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway,
they did that with my old one.
They actually did have a 330, but I think it was a very narrow year.
Was it even
and
in the
it was like the sports one or whatever.
Yeah,
they're like the 28 to the 30. It was like the 328, but they made it like a little faster.
It's like, here's 200 cc's, but it's still not the 335. So why would you pay more money? I don't know. They do that kind of stuff all the time. Like the numbers now don't mean anything. It's just like amount of money, basically.
Yeah,
you know? And then you can look at little things. My favorite is people debadge it. You can sit there and you go, "Oh, it's got a single exhaust pipe." It's cheap one. I mean, cheap. It's a BMW, but they did that with mine because I had a 323, which was a 2.5 liter, but they didn't have a 3 liter,
mm-hmm.
so they had a 2.8, and they go, it's a 328, and then you just get a 320. I mean, the difference was like 15 horsepower.
Yeah,
but the price was crazy different. Anyway,
speaking of that engine, that N52, it actually made like surprisingly different amounts of horsepower depending on what like revision you had, I guess, and what car got put in. It was a difference of like, but it would go up to like from like two, 30 or something to like 260 something.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Something like that. And I think you can change out parts and make it as quick. Like, yeah. I think it's like intake and exhaust and like,
yeah, you can do that pretty on my normal old car stuff. Too. Yeah.
So that's cool. I say the 3 series, but the 1 series I'd probably like even more than that if I can find with that engine in a manual.
In good shape.
For a yeah,
normal
for
amount of
decent
money.
Decent price, right? The also the Z car, the Z4. There's a Z4 for a while had that engine.
Yeah.
Depending. It actually went in between like the facelift generations too. They both had
it. Yeah, it was like the 5 series too. Because they had the old engine from like the 90s,
the
2000s.
Yeah, the E60.
Yeah.
5 series also had it, again, like pretty cool.
Buy a V10 M5 so that you can drive it and I think the camshafts will just crack or whatever they do. Yeah, something like that.
I do really like that car though. But no, anyway, that's not what I'm crush on because it's still really expensive. But any BMW with the N52 engine. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And a manual transmission.
Yeah.
And then MR2. Basically Miata mid-engine.
The third gen, right?
Third gen MR2, yes.
The Vert, okay, yeah.
The one that seems to be the least liked by most people.
I had a friend of mine's dad or someone had one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, he liked it. He was like, yeah, you can get it going 120 down a very small road. He's like, it just sticks to the road. And I was like,
it's very sticky, yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, as far as like making them like handle, they're very good handling cars.
When I was a kid, like Mandela Effect or whatever it was yellow.
Yeah.
And I remembered it because I think it was a friend of my dad's. I asked him, I was like, yeah, he had a Porsche Boxster, right?
Oh.
And I was like, it was a Toyota.
That's
like,
funny. No. I was actually thinking about a Boxster for a while, but I don't know.
I don't know anything about Porsches.
Yeah. I think it has the potential to be really cool. But I worry because I think they had some issues the first generations, which is what I would be buying because they hold on to value pretty decently.
Yeah, because so, the only one I know about is that because my neighbor had. I was thinking about this today earlier too, but like my neighbor had one when I was growing up, and he had it was a 912, which they used to have a 4-cylinder 911. They stopped doing it.
Yeah,
and then they came out like the Boxster and they changed stuff and like it's air cooled and stuff. But I was like. That's he didn't want to get rid of it, but it's been sitting there for like 20 years.
Mm.
Whatever. Anyway, that's all I know about Porsches, really. I was looking at Boxsters once too, and then I just read like forums upon forums, like, oh, you have to take the engine out and replace a bearing, and I was like, I don't want to do that.
That's the issue.
I don't want to do that.
If it's like, already been done, and I think it's fine for like
it's
a
been
long
done,
time.
And they give you paperwork that's been done.
Yeah,
yeah,
then you're probably good. But otherwise, that is a thing that's probably gonna happen. Also a Corvette C5.
Something boomer about that.
It's basically the Pontiac GTO, I realized, and it's around the same price, around the same engine. I think they actually both got offered with both of the or something
three?
Similar.
Is it the three, the one?
I think
it was one of them.
I think they both had the
They were LS
I don't
engines.
Know. Anyway, they're very similar in age LS engines.
Yeah.
Made similar power,
yes.
Similar displacement. The Corvette's a little lighter, so that's cool. The Corvette's a bit more of a dad car, so that's less cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like the GTO is the I know what I have kind of car. It's like it's the don't try to lowball me kind of car. I can't tell you how many posts I've seen with people with like cams and like swap this and that, try to make it like a drag car, and it's like, I put this much money, I know what I have, don't try to lowball me. I can't tell you how many of those I've seen. And I'm like, I just want like a normal one,
with
at a normal price,
with nothing
just
touched on it.
I found one, they swapped the manual with a 4L80.
I don't understand that still.
And I'm
it
like,
it's a drag car,
it's he probably took it to the dragster bunch, and great, you know, good for him,
yeah.
But I'm like,
do it the other way around. Like,
I feel like there's a little people doing automatic swaps.
I remember those cars when they came out vaguely, and I just didn't get it. Like, I didn't know that's an Aussie car. Do you remember?
That's the only reason I want it. Really?
To change the badge as a goat.
Exactly.
I mean, I would
too. That's what I'm going to do if I get one.
I want to do that with an SS or the G8 GT or whatever it is. Yeah. The other thing was, like, I just, wow, that pulled a memory out of nowhere for me. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that car for the first time, like, as a child. Was in the Herbie Fully Loaded movie with like Lindsay Lohan.
They had a GTO
in
it.
Bad guy in quotes had a GTO.
Oh my gosh!
Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't.
Okay, no. And
we'll do a marathon of that.
Oh god!
And then we'll podcast like all the audio, and then
we'll just like watch with us.
Just go, oh god!
Well, this is not right or whatever. But no, it's Here's the scene. They're okay. pulling up next to each other. Kind of big dick, like, oh, like my GTO type yeah. dude or okay. something like that. I really don't remember the plot. Lindsay Lohan and her bug, Herbie, who's in a live car, takes his little mirror and, like, sticks it out as they pass. It's, like, against each other, you know? Mm-hmm. And then just drags it and keys the car, basically. And then it just goes and, like, sucks back to the door. And the dude's just, like, gets out. And it was really weird. And then they go, like, fucking Race for Pinks or something. Like, I don't understand. And then...
Wait, but the Herbie's, like, a living car.
Yeah, I really don't Did remember the movie.
Did someone own Herbie?
Lindsay Lohan.
Owned Herbie. Owned a living... That's, like, slavery.
In the... Well, I don't know. I don't know enough about how the movie works. I don't know what's canon or anything. At the end, it was like a NASCAR. Really bringing shit back now.
What if you give Herbie, like a piece of clothing, like a steering wheel cover? Will Herbie be free then?
You've given Herbie,
yeah, Herbie a sock. Herbie is free.
Just drives off. Like, just yeet. Well, all I remember is like. Wow, this was way off topic. Fuck it. There was like in an earlier movie, because they made a shit ton of movies. There's only like Bruce Campbell that was actually pretty good. But there's like some plot line where they go, oh, you can't just replace the parts because if you do that, it won't be him because like Ferdinand Porsche like fucked up and accidentally put a photo of his wife in the metal dip, which isn't real. No, that was like the plot.
Wait, is it like the soul of his wife?
I think. Or is like his son? I don't really remember, David.
That's terrifying.
It's really weird. Now I'm thinking about it. As a child.
A ghost car.
But then they had an evil one, and the guy like...
An evil Herbie?
Nah, it was a plot in one of the movies, and like it was all blacked out with like a vinyl top, and the guy Sick. Was like... It was actually kind of dope. And then... Yeah, it was weird. But then in Herbie Fully Loaded, that just goes out the window and they turn him into a NASCAR. Actually kind of dope. I'd want to do that to mine if I ever get around to it.
Turning a Beetle into a
It
NASCAR?
Was just really wide and looked kind of cool. There's some people have done it in real life. But the problem is it makes 50 horsepower. Like, where are you going to do with, like, you That's know, you put, 335 rears?
You put a V8 in it and then spend, like, 20 grand on a Mandela transmission.
And then you got yourself a NASCAR. But now, what was it? It was like, there's like this plot device. And then there was a clip in the movie where there's like, because it was around the time the new Beetle was, not the current, not, I mean, they finally killed the fucking Beetle, like after 80 years or whatever the hell, but not the one they've been making off like the My Golf's chassis, but like the one that was called the new Beetle, like yeah. around like 98 yeah, yeah. or whatever.
Yeah.
There was one of those, and it was like one of the later ones, and it was all like a sport edition or a turbo. Okay. And that was like, the wife or girlfriend of Lindsay Lohan's dad in the movie. And then, okay, it's just, I don't know why. I didn't expect to spend this much time on this. I'm going to be honest. But anyway.
I'm just trying to connect the dots.
Yeah, go ahead. You got it. You work through it. And then, like, you know, they're hanging out. And then she shows up to her dad's house. And, like, both the cars are there. And then Herbie's, like, moist for this car or whatever. Who's okay. also sentient somehow. Like, I guess they all are. All Volkswagens. Again, never explained. And then Lindsay Lohan has a line. She's like, what was it? It was like, yeah, she's way too young for you or something like that. Which, I mean, I guess, like...
What?
Theoretically,
you've got a 60s... Is there, like, age of consent in...
I don't know, because it's, like, supposed to be... With cars? I think a 63 bug, and then technically, I
but
guess, the movie
there are non-sentient cars in this movie,
I
correct?
Guess. I don't know, there's also are a plot device... There's also the whole, like, oh, we need this part because Herbie's leaking oil, and they go up to her car, this yeah. brand new bug, and pull out, like, the fucking, the cylinder head cover, and then just go and put it on it. And I was like, I don't think that's right. it doesn't matter. It's a kid's movie. It's a kid's movie, but like, it's just fucking hilarious. And then, like, the end of the movie, the two cars without drivers, like, Herbie winks with his, like, fucking headlight, and then the uh-huh. two just drive off. The old and new bug. He.
Oh wow!
I don't know. I don't know. I guarantee you. Like,
what's the dude from To Catch a Predator? Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen. Yeah.
Can we get him on this yeah, case?
Because technically, that car would be like 2 years old, and then Herbie would be like whatever 2010. I guess when the movie came out, minus 63
That's
is
awful.
37, 47. Quite old.
Jesus.
What were we talking about?
God. Oh, the cars I wanted to purchase.
Oh yeah.
Also. A Lexus IS 250 in a manual, if possible.
Yeah.
That's the last one.
Those are pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, bring it back down to earth. I gotta get off the Herbie things.
I hear the IS250, the manual in it, can be a little disappointing. I don't know. Mm. I want to drive one.
So. Do you know who makes it? Is it Aizen?
No, I have no idea.
Feel like it'd be okay.
Yeah?
I don't know. The manual on my Genesis was kind of disappointing, but that was just because of Hyundai's implementation. I think Lexus would probably do a better job.
The manual and you...
Yeah, the problem is the engine's too fucking big for the car, so it torques and you can't get it into gear a lot. I've never complained about it because the fix for it, which is great, is you get a piece of cable, tie it to the strut tower, and then to the hook on the engine where you would put a hook on to pull the engine out.
Yeah.
And you just tighten the cable.
You just put a ratchet strap on your car?
Basically. And you can buy a kit for $30 on some tuning.
That's pretty affordable.
I'm just like... What?
That's pretty interesting.
Well, that's also
I liked that. How freaking wobbly it was.
Yeah.
Not wobbly as in like, oh, it's going to fall apart. I mean, wobbly like you'd take the stick and you'd flop it around and it's like, it's like the door thing.
Yeah, the door
stopper was like, that's exactly what the shit
was. That was also why every time I would come to a stop, I don't know if I know I've told you, I don't know if I've mentioned it on this fucking outlet, but I was like, one time in particular, I was like, came to a set of lights, I was in a rush, not paying attention, like someone texts me, I'm like, light turns green, I'm like, shit, it's in neutral, I like throw my phone in the seat, dump the clutch, or like put the clutch in, slam it into what I think is first, dump the clutch, and then almost, and like spin tires going in reverse, and almost hit the guy behind me, I was like, shit, and throw it into, ZF makes a great transmission.
Dude, that is also my fear with getting a BMW. Is that
BMW? I don't know. I never did it in my 5 Series.
Okay.
I think it's just whatever Hyundai did to the top of that is not the same as BMWs aren't all like jiggly and like flaccid. It was really weird. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
It's. I mean, it's not good. It's not like it falls over. It's like it has a semi where it's just kind of like. You know what I mean?
Well, you could push it all the way over to like. Between 5th and 6th, and like normally in a manual car, it'll just pop to the center. It would go, and then like stick to the center. It was really weird and like rubbery, and then it would rattle. So the Corvette,
yes,
and then the IS250.
Yeah,
I've driven an IS350 and I liked it a lot. It was an automatic only, so I know you're not like going for that one.
I would go for the 350 if it was.
Yeah, it was a convertible. It was really cool. The paddle shifters were decent. They were better than my Hyundai. But
I don't doubt that any of these cars, or I'll say most of these cars with an automatic, would be good. I'm sure they'd be great, but I still want a manual.
Yeah,
car. I don't know.
Some of them would be better.
It's just fun. I don't have any good reason for it. I just like it.
Yeah, I mean, I also wouldn't buy a Z4 with an automatic. You know.
Yeah, that seems it's like kind it's of like not there's some. The
it
car.
Doesn't work.
Oh, there's tons of them out there with automatics. Yeah. Also, speaking of that, the fucking. I don't know if it's just BMW, but I know specifically on like the BMW 3 Series and stuff, they are the worst about like if you're on OfferUp and you filter by manual,
yes.
There's tons of ones that say manual and they're not manuals.
Yeah, all my life.
And you also have to look really close because in those cars, they have, it looks really similar. They just have like a different, like the leather in the automatic kind of like goes up while the in the manual like goes down and then back up and... You gotta look really
I don't know
close.
Why... I don't know who... What company started going, yeah, let's put leather on our automatic shifters, but what the fuck is that about?
It's so annoying.
No
like,
point.
Like, if... I want to be able to identify it because I know I'm going to have to be searching through these ones that are marked manual because it has paddle shifters and you can put it in a manual mode and people are like, oh, it's pretty much a manual.
Yeah.
It's not. But just for that reason... I don't care anyone else. I don't think you're really fooling anybody by putting the leather there.
No.
I just want to be able to identify it. It's so annoying. Because I just like leaf through and I'm like, is it one? I'm just squinting my eyes like, is that really a manual?
Yeah.
No, it's not. No. And I'm like, fuck you, God. And then I look, it's like low miles. Exactly. Nice color. Automatic.
Yeah, I know.
It's listed as manual. Fuck.
Yeah, they're really bad about that. My favorite is when they put the diesels as manual, which in the U.S. we don't get.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. I'm like, no.
Try again.
No, it's fucking not. You can find a 3... Well, no, you want a manual more than the... The 335D is a pretty cool car.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what you're after.
No. It is cool, though.
Yeah.
It is cool. I won't... Yeah. I'm not gonna knock it.
Anything else that you're looking at?
Probably. I'm just forgetting.
Okay, cool.
Oh, a Corvair.
Really?
I know it's really off base.
Oh, fuck it. Do it.
But I feel like since they're kind of like a Beetle, they'd almost be kind of reliable, and they're really sick.
I think they're unreliable.
I think they're actually reasonably reliable.
I think GM actually did a pretty good job on
that. You gotta tension the belt a very particular way, yes. I've heard. But if you don't...
Because it goes 90 degrees.
Yeah, crazy.
It works.
Yeah, I've talked to a guy about that, and he's like, they did that so they can lower that rear deck a lot. Because you know with the Beetle, there's like this... It like
the shroud slows, super yeah, high, it like, yeah.
Yeah, and on the Tatras as well, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you like... Because it has that massive-ass fan on
yeah.
that blows, like, you know, through the car.
Through the oil cooler and
but
shit.
So like he, that. Like, wanted to lay the fan flat, and so when you lay the fan flat, it was still driven by the belt, and so you gotta do
it's
that.
It's pretty cool design.
Although, I'm thinking maybe someone makes a kit to put an electric fan there.
Yeah.
And then to have a regular belt on it. Because if the belt was fine, I think they'd be superbly reliable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, again, like, talking to some old guys at a Corvair meet, they were like, hey... If you tension it right, it'll be fine. It'll yeah. last for like thousands, 100,000 miles.
Okay, that's whatever. Kind of fun.
So, awesome.
All I know is, I don't know about electric fans and stuff like that, because Beetles get hot. And I know it's like, oh, it's an air-cooled engine. They get ridiculously hot, and no one talks about it.
Yeah.
They catch fire all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, did you replace your fuel filter with a plastic one? Cool. It's going to melt. Like, and it's gonna, and then the hose is going to leak, and then it's going to catch fire. My dad told me when he had one... He had one in the 80s or whatever, and it was like mm-hmm. a late 70s one. He was like, yeah, you just, I kept a fire extinguisher under the seat. I was like, oh, like
that.
Until you did something. He's like, no, you just do that. I was like, what the?
That's called responsible Beetle ownership.
Oh my God.
That's what you do.
I was like, I don't know if I'm prepared for that.
I heard that one of the reasons, I mean, Corvair's get a really bad rap for being not safe. Which, the first generation was, like, you could kind of say that. The second generation, they're totally fine.
Yeah.
I think they also got a battery up, I hear, because the front ends are so light that you're supposed to run really low tire pressures.
Yeah.
And people didn't, because they weren't used to that kind of thing, because the engine used to be at the front, you know, and, like, big American engines and stuff, you run high tire pressures in the front. And so people were like losing a lot of grip in the front because of that, and that would contribute to like a lot of understeering.
It's also the era where, like, I don't know, a lot of cars now seem to be like on the whole, apart from the Fiat I have, where the weight distribution was like 70-30 mm-hmm. but like they seem to be pretty close to 50-50. I think that's just because we've gotten to that point as a society to mm-hmm. make cars up to that standard. Like, they're fairly well, like, balanced.
Yeah,
none of that. Mm-mm. None of that. Oh, back no. then,
not even.
Well, there was that Impala we saw like yesterday. And it's like the height of a small truck.
Oh, that thing was so cool.
It was dope as hell. It looked like, I don't know how to describe it. It had like markings on it like it was a NASCAR. Like it was like fabulous Hudson Hornet, but it wasn't.
I thought of
but,
like a maybe like a dirt track car. I
don't yeah, really know the like culture stock behind car it, era. It was really cool. I don't know what cruise it was. It was out driving around it.
No. Yeah, it had a number on it or something.
I don't know if they actually, I doubt they actually use it, but if they did, that'd be cool.
I mean, it looked pristine for it to be being raced.
Yeah, true.
It looked really good.
And then it's like, blah, 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 blah. Just like vibing there. Like,
exactly.
It'd be you and a GTO in a minute.
Oh, fuck. Or a Corvair. Or, I don't know. Many, many cars.
Yeah, like, I can't make fun of people for cross-shopping shit. Mostly because I do it too, but then yeah. I'm like, you do it.
Corvair too. Yeah. To like a like, totally normal, reasonable person, yeah. Lexus, you know.
Even like my mother.
I don't know. I just think it'd be really... Like, I want a reliable car. I do. To be able to daily it. This is intended to be a daily. I don't know why the Corvair is still sticking in my mind, but to me, that sounds really cool. And also to, like, tell somebody you daily a Corvair, they're like, that's dedication.
It is dedication as fuck. But also, like, they actually make power.
They're, yeah,
like,
they're good.
Like, dailying a Beetle's
I feel like
a, lot of
a Corvair is one of the most slept on classic cars ever.
It's a good thing it's so cheap as fuck.
Yeah, they're
and
cheap.
You can do a lot of modifications.
And you can get, like, the most desirable one is the coupe, fastback, you know, not convertible.
The Monza one, like,
yeah,
later
the Monza.
Right? Yeah.
That naming one.
I'm not really
is,
sure.
I don't get it either, but.
It's what, the second, the facelift, whatever.
The Monza and the other name, they were actually for, like, I think different performance designations at one point.
Really?
And I think the Monza was actually the less performative one,
but
it was the more common one. And then I think that the name took on a different meaning later on.
Yeah.
I don't know
that much about them.
But basically, there was quite a few engine options, and some were definitely better than others. But, like, the top trim NA engine was actually pretty solid power, and there's also a turbo engine.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I never knew that.
Yeah,
I didn't know
until
recently.
What? But
I also anyway, like
people sleep on them. That's what I'm saying. Like name a more slept on classic car. Maybe the Ghia, but the Ghia is starting to be like now too.
Find one.
Yeah,
and I looked at the Ghia, that's the other thing. I was looking at it. I was watching some video on the Karma Ghia recently, and I never put it together. But the reason like it looks so good, there are no body lines. There's fender doesn't come off. It's one piece.
Everything's
the A-pel, just it's one piece with two doors, a hood, and a trunk.
No, it's incredible.
And I never realized that. I think that's why there's not a lot on the road, because it's a bitch to fucking put
Yeah,
that
no, if you get a dent, you're fucked. You gotta basically. If you got like a rust spot, you're fucked. You can't just like replace a panel. You gotta replace the whole thing. And no one's making whole bodies for like
Ghia. They might. I feel like they
hell, would. I don't know.
But they do it for the Jeep my dad has, but
maybe fiberglass ones. That'd be sick.
That'd be cool.
Oh, but yeah, that most desirable model, normally you'd be like, oh man, that one's gonna be expensive. You're gonna have to settle for a Forder. You're going to have to settle for the previous generation.
Yeah.
You don't. They're not that much money.
So no.
It's still like maybe like
even the
really, really good one. Like I'm telling you, like really good. It's like 10 to 11 grand.
Yeah, like I was going to say, like for a classic car, like especially the ones, like my favorite is they go, it's a coupe. I've done all these upgrades to the engine. I've actually completely restored the car all the way down to the bare metal and put everything back together and, you know. Asking 10 to 12. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, what the hell?
You can get more for that, right?
I was like, imagine like that, but like a GTO, like you know, like the daddy, like the original muscle car, like a Camaro. Be like that 80 never, grand.
Oh, yeah, hell no.
And at that point, it's like, just go buy like a new car. Yeah, like,
I mean,
I don't know. I still want to get my Beetle. If you get the Corvair, I'm going to go, fuck, I got to get my. I'm like, I got to actually get my car fixed, like, so I can just do that. I'll sell the Golf. I really don't want to, but like, I'll just do that. I'll have to do it for the bit.
Daily fucking like ancient air. The thing is like,
even if we did like right now and for I don't know how much longer, no one's fucking driving. Everyone's telecommuting.
How do they do in the summer? Do they do all right in the hot summer here?
Well, if you comparing my Beetle to your perhaps perspective Corvair, you have enough power to run an air conditioner without like going slower.
I'm talking about just the engines not overheating.
I think they're fine. I know they use them in a lot of hot countries.
Okay.
It's oil actually, cooled. Yeah. Put oil in it. You know.
It is. I forget that it is like oil cooled.
Right? Yeah, or it's, I mean, it's not air the same cooled, thing, but it's oil. You know, it's similar but different to like you know an aircraft. But I think you're fine. If anything else,
that's good.
I don't know. Well, the thing is, you posted that thing to our Instagram, which again we'll just hopefully start updating soon. I know. Figure it out. Try to get this shit show on the road. Maybe we'll actually post videos that we talked about like previously that are kind of on my hard drive. I digress. But that got so much fucking like attention. But I was gonna say like there's someone who knows.
There are like 20 people that are really into Corvairs, and they all like that photo.
That I know. Like I looked on it. David posted. If you haven't looked at it, follow us at Uninteresting Cars on Instagram. We'll set up Twitter and other stuff later. But David posted a fucking photo. Like, we've just been posting dumb shit recently. Like, not really sure what to post. And then David posted a photo of, like, he went to a Corvair meet when you were in Colorado, right?
Yeah, totally unplanned.
But it was just
spur of the moment. It was there, and I just went to
We're both signed into the account. And I went to bed, and I woke up, and it was, like, within a couple of hours, it was, like, 50 likes. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
never gotten this much attention.
And it was just on one. I was like, what the fuck? Anyway.
It was a nice photo, if I do say so. It was like two photos.
It was like two photos. There were comments too. People were like, "Oh, great!" I'm like, they do look cool. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
This looks sick. Yeah,
it is cooling off in Texas. Maybe I'll fix the Beetle.
They have they have just like a long body. Like the back end like drags out. And I like, I mean, because it's a whole engine.
Imagine if they didn't do it. Yeah, I know that's one of the things that's kind of like, I think some of that happens now still. We just don't see as much of it because everything's really standard. But it's like, that's one of the times that you can, the designer or whoever designed the car was like, figure it out. Like, that engine, your flat engine, make it actually flat. Yeah. Okay, we'll collapse the fan because otherwise you're just making...
Yeah, they changed the whole fucking thing just so we could... And they made this really ridiculous belt setup just so we could look like that.
Yeah.
It didn't need to look
like that.
But I mean, they wanted it to look... In their minds, I guess it needed to look like that. And I mean,
it looks good still now because there's some old cars. I mean, classic cars, like in general, there are some like from that era that you just go, that's really old. Like, it's like that is
it doesn't cool. look old. The proportions are nice on
it's good, especially like the one that I don't know. they're cool cars.
Yeah,
they look good. Hopefully, you fucking get one.
I mean, the first gen again looks really good.
I kind of prefer the first gen. Yeah. I don't know, something.
Yeah, a rare opinion.
Really? That's the thing. No one likes them. They're really cheap.
No, I like them. I do like them, but I just like
on the whole.
The coupe just, oh my god, it looks so fucking good.
Yeah.
I just love how that's look. Also, they made I believe the sedan. It also kind of like sloped, kind of in the back.
It had like a little fastback.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. But they made a sports sedan version that was like fast and had like performance handling stuff and whatever. But it was a sports sedan.
And they also made the wagon and the van.
Yes,
the Corvette van. I forgot about that.
We know there was a van pickup. I think
there was a van pickup. They did like Volkswagen did with a bus, I think, because they took the bus. But I think there's a four door, there's a two door. It was like a fastback thing, like you said. There's a convertible. There's a wagon, which actually they look really dope.
Yeah, they're pretty sick.
But they're kind of hard to find because I think they rust out and
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely.
But there's a wagon, there's a Corvan, and then there's like a Corv truck, or whatever they call it.
It's so weird. I saw that there, and I was like, well, cool. Well, they probably use it to like haul parts for their Corvair.
Yeah.
But it is a Corvair.
Yeah.
I was like, what? No, it looks really different from the regular
Corvair. Yeah, I mean, but it's cool that it's all the same chassis. They're kind of trying to do what Volkswagen did, but like, I don't know. I think they head out of the park. It sucks that the whole thing around it made them kind of fail on the end.
Yeah.
But, like, also our safety's really good now, and I don't know if that would have happened necessarily. You know, there's a lot to it. But
whatever.
Keeps them cheap if you can find one.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end with that. We're gonna start making these a little shorter and that kind of thing. Again, like we mentioned before, stuff coming out, so we'll update you or whatever.
I think this will motivate us to record.
We've actually, god, it's been so long. Anyway, kind of rambling all over the place. We're just hanging out. We're hopefully set up now. Maybe we'll start doing video podcasts and things like that and actually trying to make content, so we'll figure it out. But so more to come. We'll probably be, I don't remember how many at this point. I don't know what number this is, but it'll go out before the rest. There's a bunch we recorded in the past. They're gonna be really outdated. I'm just gonna put them all up at once. Listen
number,
to
number, and you put that in post.
20, or no, I'll just go down the numbers. 18, 19, 20, 21. That'd be one of them. Anyway,
okay.
Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jacob.
I'm David.
We'll catch you next week or in 4 weeks. Listen in your own order that you like. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye. Ja, och min Volvo 142.
Test, 1, 2, test. You know, I saw this TikTok the other day that was actually like about the Yeti mics.
Yeah.
And it
was
how
somebody, they don't work.
Yeah, it's how they were like shit. Yeah, and somebody was like, my Yeti mic just doesn't sound right, and then it cuts in with the person who's like, you know, TikTok and whatever.
Yes.
And he's like, they're like, it's okay, you bought a shit mic, essentially, in kinder words. This is what you can do to make it sound better. And it was just some, like, EQ stuff and some thing with S's. Apparently S's can sound really harsh.
Oh, we have had that, though.
Yeah?
I mean, you're the one who bought two of these microphones, if we're honest.
I thought they were good. People were like, yeah, Blue makes great microphones. Buy Yeti. I still think they're fine. I still think they
sound this
good.
One that we're using now, by the way, we're on one, if you're listening. If you're listening, by the way, we're using this single mic because the one David bought like 3 months ago fucking broke already.
Well, yeah. I need to return it,
but Blue makes a good mic.
I mean, yeah, this one's fine for me. Yeah, I'm digging it.
Well, as we're talking, waveforms look good enough.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fantastic.